This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. In for Hugh today as we finish out the week, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how you doing?
What up? How's it going? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm in. Yeah. Great. Kyle's back behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today. And Elliot, you get to be here on a fun day. So we'll have Scott Franski coming up with us at noon, as he is a Franski Friday. Phillies open up the second half tonight of the season against the Angels. We'll get to some trade stuff, including an idea that's been in my head for years that I can't get out, especially tonight. And, of course, finishing the Phillies. We'll get to some storylines for training camp, which starts...
I was about to say, time of the year is starting next year. Is it next week?
Is it like Christmas for you?
Training camp is my favorite time of the year. Better than the regular season. Maybe the postseason we could debate. But yeah. Training camp is... I can't wait.
Well, it's your time to shine. It starts Wednesday, and a big move in the NFL yesterday with a player the Eagles had at least been rumored to have maybe some interest in. So we'll get to all that and try day today for a pair of Phillies tickets. But Elliot, you get to be here for the end of quarter century week. Now, You were with us on Wednesday in studio, and you gave us, we debated Sixers top fives, but I have the voting in front of me here, Elliot.
I have the final results.
I have the final results from all the listeners and the staff and kind of put it all together. And here's what we're going to do. So coming up in a little bit, we're going to unveil our full top fives, the three of us, including Kyle, who's behind the glass today. But what struck me as I went through all the voting, I felt like I was like crunching numbers like an office person.
Well, I saw you doing it when I walked in.
I felt
I had
a real job. It was weird. Like, I don't know how people do real jobs
all
day.
Did you use a calculator?
Yeah, I did at one point. I used a calculator. I had a spreadsheet. I felt like a real, like people that listen to us that have real jobs, I felt like you guys today. So
math is very nerve-wracking.
It is.
You want to double check, triple check?
I was afraid of making mistakes.
Yeah, same.
Well, especially because the vote was really close. So here is what I am going to unveil right now. I'm going to tell everyone the top four according to everyone. So this is how it came down when you combined your votes and all of our votes here at WIP. The top vote getter for the top five of the last quarter century was Brian Dawkins. You're not going to be surprised by these names. Brian Dawkins got the most votes. Allen Iverson came in second. Jason Kelsey third. And Lane Johnson fourth. They were pretty much on almost all the top fives in some order. I think the staff was a little higher on Lane compared to maybe where the listeners were. But those four, as I started going through the numbers, it was pretty clear they were all going
to
make it.
So credit to the listeners for having Lane on it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes Lane gets a little overshadowed because of Kelsey, because of Brandon Graham. Lane's probably been the best player of all three of them. He has the two Super Bowl trophies. So credit to the listeners for having him on.
Well, so I agree with you on that. Here is what struck me, and here's where we need everyone's help today. Now, I was hoping we were going to come on here today and just unveil the top five, but...
Not that simple.
It's not that simple.
Lists are never that simple.
And the vote was too close. So I'm telling you right now, as I look at it, the vote is minuscule between the two guys that came in five and six, or maybe six and five, depending on how we go throughout the day. But we need your help, because, Elliot, as I look at the vote, it came down to these two people for the final spot. And I think today, the best way we could do this, like a tiebreaker on the show today with the listeners.
Ben Simmons, one of them?
No, he's not.
He was not one of them?
I was trying to figure how many names I should tally, because, some people were jokers and they put, silly names on there.
Right.
So, do I have to, calculate them? So I think I had, 15 or 20 names that had enough votes for me to, count.
Noteworthy.
Yeah, noteworthy. But the two guys that were close enough that we have to debate for the final spot on the quarter century list was Jalen Hurts and Chase Utley. I mean, the votes were almost, I think there were three votes separating them and the listeners, and it was pretty close with the staff as well. Like, it was really close. Those two were clear the next two in the voting. Elliot, if you had one spot left on the quarter century top five, who gets it? Jalen Hurts, Chase Utley.
Yeah, so we'll talk about our top fives in the next segment, but spoiler, one of these two players is on my top five, and I think he should be on every top five. In fact, I would consider, a term you guys use this week, he's a lock top five.
Oh, boy.
He is on the list, and that is Jalen Hurts. This is a continuation of what has been dumbfounding to me all offseason. This idea that the quarterback of the Eagles that started the season, finished the season as Super Bowl MVP, is not on all these lists. As long as I've been in Philadelphia, the Eagles matter and the quarterback matters. And Jalen is already the best quarterback in franchise history. He is on a Hall of Fame trajectory, which is something we all need to wrap our mind around. If he wins another one, he's probably in. By getting one, he's already in the conversation. So if I look at Jalen versus Utley, here's the thing about this too. These are all fantastic players. The top 10, you know, they're all great. But Jalen is one that has to be on it. I think Utley has an argument. Jalen has more than an argument. Jalen has a locked-in spot. So for me, it is clearly Jalen.
Well, there's no way Jalen has a locked-in. Locked-in is Allen Iverson.
Yeah, and Jalen is not on the level of Iverson or Dawkins yet. I get that. But he was the most important player on the best team of the past 25 years. The 2024 Eagles were the best team of the past 25 years.
That I agree with, yes.
Right? So he was...
But he wasn't their best player.
He was the most important player, and I think you could argue he was the best player.
Oh, he was not better than Saquon.
Again, he is the quarterback. He's the quarterback of the team that has the most to do with whether they win or not. He just does, right? So,
but in this season, they asked him to do less than most quarterbacks.
But he still did way more than any other player on the team. His responsibility on the team was way higher than
anybody.
Well,
that's his position.
Yes, but that matters.
Right, but we say that with the idea that, like, the quarterback is the driving force of most football teams.
Correct.
And he wasn't, for the most of the season, he wasn't.
No, he still was.
But no,
Saquon was still really important, but Jalen was the driving force of the team. He touched the ball on every play. He called the majority of plays that they ran. So the most important best player on the best team of the past 25 years, you don't think's a lock? That's crazy.
No, well, so here's the way. So I disagree that Jalen deserves a spot on the list. In fact, I don't think he should. I don't have top five Eagles of the last 25
That's
years.
That's crazy.
Let
though.
Alone top five in the whole city in the last 25 years. So there's a lot of ways to view it. There's like longevity, excellence. There's how much you matter to the city and the teams. There's different ways. As I look at the list that is in front of us, right? The list that everyone's voted on all week and that we have our votes, we have the listener votes, we have the staff votes. I think a lot of things are covered. Like Brian Dawkins, great Eagle, great player, and a Hall of Fame player in his
Correct.
Sport. Allen Iverson, same thing, right? Check those boxes now. Neither of those guys champions, which is unfortunate. But like,
it is noteworthy how important they were and how great they were that they are locks on the list despite not being champions.
Yes, I thought the same thing. Okay, so Kelce and Lane, to me, they represent the Eagles of this era. So like, I have that box checked, and both I think will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. And then you have the last spot, and you're not wrong in some of what you said about Hurts, and he's super important, and he's the quarterback of the Eagles. But how could the Phillies of that era have no representation in the top five? Like, that's where, if I have to choose between Utley and Hurts, and it's not even like a Hurts isn't that good thing. It's just that would mean zero representation for that Phillies run. Like, if you think about the last 25 years of Philadelphia sports, the Eagles two Super Bowls, and that Phillies team, and then the... I guess like the special talents, but no titles with the Sixers. Like, that's what stands out to me.
Right.
That's the last 25 years. And for the most part, unfortunately, the Flyers have been kind of out of sight, out of mind. They haven't really mattered as much as they used to in the 90s. So, like, how do I have no 08, 09, 10 Phillies on the list? It can't do it.
So it's something I struggled with, too. But I think what can maybe help you and why I ultimately landed where I land is, we are not doing the five players that represent the last 25 years. We're doing the five best players of
well,
the last 20.
Well, then there's no way Hurts belongs
no,
on there.
No, Hurts absolutely belongs
no.
on there. He does. You know, again, you just said yourself, the quarterback is the driving force of football teams.
Most times.
And he, no, always.
No,
almost
no,
always. Almost always.
2022, I thought he was. I didn't think he was this past year.
Well, you're wrong about that. I mean, you can think that.
I mean, the team asked
opinion.
Him to stop throwing the football
But
as
he
much.
Still did throw the football.
Yeah, right, because that's his position.
Correct, and that's why it's the most important. That's why it's the most important.
But it doesn't mean you just get an automatic spot. Like, there's going to be
But it kind of does. When you're the quarterback of the Eagles that wins the Super Bowl and your Super Bowl MVP, you do kind of get an automatic spot.
Well, so, where's Nick Foles?
Nick Foles did not start and finish the season like
right,
Jalen did.
Right, but okay.
That's... And Jalen's been to two Super Bowls.
Sure,
Nick, again, I think there'd be an interesting argument for having Nick.
Yeah.
But he really only had, you know, four great games.
Now, Nick Foles, by the way, did get some votes. Like, he had enough votes that I had to count them for the top five overall. I wasn't close to the top, but he did get some people interested in his name. 215-592-9495. Or where do you come down on this? We have one spot left. The voting was super close. So, you know, the four locks were Iverson and Dawkins and Kelce and Lane Johnson. They made most lists. They had by far the most votes. But then it came down to Chase Utley and Jalen Hurts for that final spot on the top five of the quarter century here in Philadelphia sports. Kyle, where do you come down as we have one spot left and we need everyone's help today to decide it? I think it's clear it's got to be Chase Utley.
Yeah, I really don't see an argument against Chase Utley. I'm sorry, Elliot. But like everything that Jalen Hurts has under his resume in terms of accomplishments, Utley has it while also being at the top of the league in his position for like a prolonged period of time. All these quarterback lists that we do, we have people, lunatics, I think, put Jalen up at two, and then coaches, execs, like the range is from 2 to 9. You wouldn't have anybody around Major League Baseball that knows what they're talking about or watch the sport put Chase Utley like even below 3. I think in terms of second baseman of that era, like Jalen Hurts, or sorry, Chase Utley was 1 or 2, the best or second best, you could argue, second baseman in the league for a very long period of time.
I would say for like a 7-year stretch,
right.
A long time.
Won a World Series, went to another one. So, you know, they both have been to two championships and have both won one. I mean, and then plus, what was he, 5-6-time All-Star in a row or something like that? Like, I'm sorry. And while I have both of them in my individual top five lists, if there's one spot left, I think it just has to go to Chase Utley.
So, look. Again, to what I will say, any of these players we're talking about, whether it's you had them 6, 7, 8, they all have great arguments.
Yep.
These are great players we're talking about. But when you bring up the individual accomplishments of Chase Utley, yes, he does have a better resume, I would say, than Jalen does at this point. Jalen's also only played really 4 years as the starter, right?
Four.
Chase has had his entire career. But the other thing, and this is just an unfortunate reality of this list, baseball players are the most replaceable players. If you, I'm not saying they win without Chase Utley, but if you take Jalen off the Eagles, it is a bigger blow to the Eagles than if you took Chase off of those Phillies teams. So when you look at the responsibility that the player has, Jalen already has an outstanding resume. I'm not making an argument for a quarterback just because he's the quarterback. He's been to two Super Bowls and he won one. And the Eagles are ahead of the Phillies in this city. So, yes, Chase Utley's had an outstanding career. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet. I think Jalen probably has a better chance of getting in the Hall of Fame than Chase does, right? Because Chase is not.
I'm not sure.
Maybe he gets in. Maybe.
So, but Chase just got about 40% of the vote. He's moving up the
ballot.
He's
moving his way in.
Jalen Hurts is 5 years into his career.
Correct. But Jalen already has a Super Bowl. And we think we would probably all agree there is, what, a 40% chance he wins another one?
Would you say Jalen's already 40% of the chance of the Hall of Fame? Because Utley literally on the ballot is 40. He's actually halfway because you need 75%. Like, he's halfway to the votes.
I think if you go to two Super Bowls, you win one, and you win 80% of your starts, you are on the way to a Hall of Fame career. In fact,
I would say on the way.
If Jalen was a top five pick, I don't even think that would be a controversial statement.
Well, so don't you think, in a way, it's harder for Chase Utley to make his way into the Baseball Hall of Fame than it would? Like, Eli Manning got two Super Bowls and was basically just became an auto lock for the NFL Hall of Fame.
Correct. So that's what I'm saying. If Jalen gets another one, he's in.
But I don't know if that necessarily speaks to like how great or like elite Jalen Hurts is.
You're saying it's more of how the Hall of Fame works.
It does, because what it shows is how important and how, you know, hard it is to win a Super Bowl.
I don't know, but the fact that
when a quarterback has two of them, that's a massive
deal. Putting the cart before the horse a little bit here. Jalen Hurts got a long way to go to make this.
No, he does. But the point,
well, I mean, make the Hall of Fame.
But the point I'm making is Jalen is on his way to that, and Chase might not get in. You think he could, but his career is over, and he has not been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You did say something that I think is part of the vote with this, and it's just it's harder. Like it's sometimes the reality makes it harder for some guys and easier for others. You said it's Jalen only had 5 years of this quarter century to play, right? Utley had his whole career. But that's part of the list, right?
No, like, it is. Agreed.
Some people voted Eric Lindros. He barely played in the 2000s, right? And we were joking the other day about Hugh. Hugh had two probably really great seasons in the NFL. And two probably for the Eagles, two or three. But one of them was in the 90s. Obviously, we're kidding about Hugh being a top five all-time Philadelphia athlete the last 25 years. But some people could have said, yeah, Hugh was really good. Maybe top 10, 15, 20 Eagle the last 25 years. But he only had two high-level seasons in the 2000s. So, like, I can't put Hurts there because he doesn't have enough time. Well, but that, also, that's part of the voting.
You talked about, you know, you have to have a Philly represented there, right?
Yes.
You also have to have an Eagles quarterback.
No, you don't.
When you have a quarterback set of one Super Bowl, it is the most important position in the city.
You don't.
You absolutely have to, especially when you have one that's qualified for it.
Well, so here's what I would say to that. If you think about the Eagles the last 25 years, I think you can make a case they're the third most successful franchise.
In the city?
In the sport.
In the NFL.
In the NFL, right?
Okay. I know you're not about to put the Sixers.
No,
in the NFL.
It's the Patriots.
Yeah.
And it's the Chiefs, right? And then the Eagles. But I in the last 25 years, when I think about the Eagles, I think of Andy Reid, Howie Roseman, and I think of great offense and defensive lines more than they have an all-time quarterback. Like the Chiefs and Patriots, right away, what do you think of? Mahomes,
yep.
and Belichick and Reid and Brady. The Eagles, for all the success they've had, they've had very good quarterback play, but they haven't. Like, if you're doing this exercise in Boston, Brady's at the top of this list.
For sure.
Now, Jalen might evolve to become closer to this one day, but right now, the Eagles have had all this success, and I don't think quarterback's been the most. Like, the greatness of quarterback hasn't been the biggest thing.
Right. So, while I respect that's how you view it, it's also not my problem that's how you view it.
Well,
right?
But that's the truth.
No, but I don't think it is the truth. The Eagles, for all the talk of Howie and the lines and everything, they didn't start winning until Jalen got here. Like, those years, I know the Super Bowl in 2017 was a one-off, right? 18, they weren't that good. 19, they weren't that good. 20, they weren't that good. Jalen got here, and Jalen, like, they still believed in the lines. They were still great GMs. The quarterback changed everything. 2022 is when they took off. 2023, Jalen didn't have as good of a year. Guess what? All these great players we're talking about didn't win a playoff game. Why? Because Jalen wasn't that good in 2023. Last year, Saquon was a big part of it, without question. But this team wins when Jalen is playing. That's just a reality.
But they weren't a bad team when he got here. I mean,
yes, they were.
No, but like they had one bad year.
No. They did not have one bad year.
They did. They had one bad year.
In 2020, but they didn't win a playoff game in 2019. They didn't win a playoff game in 2018. They didn't win a playoff game in 16, 15, 14, 13, 12.
They did win one in 2018. They beat the Bears. Double doing.
Yeah, okay,
right?
You're right. My bad.
They won the Super Bowl in 17, got to the divisional round in 2018, and made the first round in 2019. They had one down year, and then
And in 2021, how many games were they supposed to win? Five? Six?
I think they're over just like 6.5,
okay,
7.5.
Right? And they overachieved that. So he did not walk into a great situation.
He didn't, but the organization has been good for 25 years.
Yes, for sure. But the point being is that the organization's been good when they get good quarterback play. Like, yes, for as great as all the other parts are, when the quarterback's good, that's when the Eagles are good.
And what were the Phillies before that group came along? They were crap. Other than 93, the Phillies had a run for like 17 years of garbage, and then Rollins, Utley, Howard arrived, and they became an NL dynasty.
Yes, I agree, but Utley, while a great player, right, he had Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, like they were all part of it. Jalen is more important than any of those three players. When you're the quarterback of the team, Utley is more replaceable than Jalen is.
215-592-9494. All right, we need your help today because we have one spot left on this list. And the voting was, I mean, I was surprised as I went through it. I was like, man, this is really, every time I added another vote, I was like, I don't know who's going to be on top.
Yeah.
Utley, Hurts, who should get the fifth spot on the list of the five best players Philadelphia sports last 25 years? Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Tri-Day Friday. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tri-Day Friday, man.
Chris, what's up today?
What's up, Chris?
Hey. It's definitely Chase, guys.
Oh, okay.
Anybody with half a brain knows it's Chase.
Mm.
So Jalenites led by, you know, that, you know, Mr. ESP in the studio today.
Yeah.
You know, you keep drinking your Kool-Aid. You know, the reality is still this. Jalen needed Barkley. Jalen needed the best offensive line. Jalen needed stud receivers. Wide receivers, tight ends. Jalen needed the best defense in the league and playoffs to win that championship. If they had the third best defense in the playoffs, they lose because they never even advance, probably beyond the wild card. So
Chris, I'm a big fan of your calls. I love when you call in. I think you're wrong about pretty much everything you just said. So number one, you say Jalen needs all these things, right? What about your boy Barkley, your Penn State boy, that didn't really do much until he came to the Eagles? He needs a great offensive line. He needs the weapons around him. I never hear anybody discredit what Saquon did because of the talent around him. You bring up the defense. Jalen needed a great defense, right? Patrick Mahomes has had elite defenses in Kansas City. He has the best defensive coordinator in the history of the NFL. No one ever brings that up when you talk about his Super Bowls. So you're right. Jalen needed great players around him, just like every other player. Utley had great players around him. I don't see you disqualifying Utley because of that.
Yeah, so in answer to your question, Pat Mahomes had a great defense and had Manny Moe and Jack at wide receivers. He had late-round draft picks as running backs that some of them were one-year wonders that necessarily didn't pan out. So he didn't have the top offensive line. The big difference is you're going to pick and choose on your argument, oh, this guy had a top defense. Okay, but one guy had the top at everything. He had the best running back in the entire league. He had the best offensive line in the entire league. He had the number one defense in the entire league. When one guy has all the chips and one guy has one or two of the five, you can't say it's the same.
But the difference to me is, and maybe this is where I view it differently than you, Joe, and Kyle, is the one of the reasons Eagles' defense was so good is because the quarterback never turned the ball over. They were almost never put in a bad situation.
Because they took the ball out of his hands.
No, but they didn't take the ball out of his hands completely. No, you're right.
He threw the ball less than anyone.
Agreed. He threw it less, but the ball is still not out of his hands. He's calling the play at the line. He's the one that decides if they're running it or throwing it. He's the one that throws it. So you're right. He doesn't throw it a ton, right? But ultimately, he's still the most important player. So when you talk about why the pieces around him were all great, a lot of the reasons they're great is because of Jalen.
And that's where, again, you take one point. Yes. He finally did a better job of protecting the ball. And remember, again, they took it out of his hands.
Because he did a good job in 2022, too.
Beginning of last season, he was a turnover machine until they went to the run game and pulled the ball out of his hands. And then give him credit. In the playoffs, he did not turn over the ball. But just because he did one thing doesn't mean that one thing makes him great.
But that thing he's doing.
Great. You keep trying to say, oh, just because he didn't turn over the ball, he was a major success. He did one thing great.
But the thing he did is great. Incredibly.
He did not look good in those first two playoff games. You can't tell me he looked great.
No, he didn't look good.
Against Green Bay, I think he was better than you're giving him credit.
Didn't they not complete a pass for an hour and a half of real time?
Yeah. They were up 10-0 at the beginning of the game.
They had the ball.
Everybody wants to remove the situational part of this Eagles team. They were up big all year and they run the ball.
But hold on a second. You're up 10 in the second quarter or third quarter of a playoff game. You don't just take the air out of the ball.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was phenomenal in that game, but to act like he was bad against Green Bay or not impressive, I think is just not true.
He was not impressive against Green Bay.
I was at that game.
So was I.
And I watched it. You can't tell me what I saw with my own eyes. He was not great.
He was impressive against the Commanders and the Chiefs. He was super impressive.
What you're doing here is minimizing the turnover thing. The turnover thing is incredibly important. That is the most important part of the Eagles team. No, I'm not. When they win the turnover battle, they win the game.
You're right, Chris. We appreciate it. It's the most important part because of their great defense.
But the defense is also great because of the fact the offense never turns a ball over.
Right, but they play that way because they have that great defense. They asked less of him than other teams asked. Look, he had a good year, and they won the Super Bowl, and he played right. He's obviously been a tremendous player for the Eagles. Like, Jalen Hurts isn't bad or anything close to that. But this is like the best of the best. That's what you said,
yes.
And you're right. Like, we're not parsing. Like, is Jalen Hurts good? Like, enough of that debate. If you don't think he's good, you're not watching.
That'd be an interesting debate to have one time.
Yeah, he is good. Yeah. He's a good player. But this is great. This is the best, the point I'm making. This has been a good, really good sports city for the last 25
years.
Like, there are probably periods of 25 years we could pick out if we do a different range in Philadelphia sports where it's pretty bad. This isn't one of those, right?
Agreed.
Eagles have been to 4 Super Bowls. The Phillies have been to 3 World Series. The Sixers have been to the final. Like, there's enough championship caliber teams to choose from. I have Utley over him. And one quick thing you said, and we'll probably keep debating this. You said, you know, Utley, you're more replaceable.
Correct.
I don't know. If you went back to that run and you took Utley out and put the 9th best second baseman, right? If you were 6th or 7th, like where people rank Hurts, that'd be a big difference in the Phillies offense.
It would also be a big difference if you replace Jalen with a quarterback that's 5-6 spots below. And you don't even have the best Philly.
Ryan Howard,
in my opinion, is the one that.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. Yeah. On the other side, we'll unveil our official top fives, who we had, and your phone calls. We need your help today. 215-592-9494. Who should get the last spot? Quarter century top five. The voting was super close. Hurts or Utley? Who would you put in? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I feel like I've heard this song a lot the last couple days. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo Elliott in for Hugh today. We'll get to Try Day. It might have something to do with this band and what we saw the last couple days. That's coming up. We got Phillies tickets on the line to see the Phillies or Red Sox Tuesday, July 22nd. Elliott, do you know about this giveaway we have? So it's Y2K Retro Night, celebrating the year 2000, which
crazy.
Is like perfect for this week on our show. But here are the three people that are going to be changing a base during the third inning. John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and 94 WIP's own Ike Reese.
Very nice.
It's straight out of a Tornado Shapiro bit.
Look. Just picture Ike running out there to change the base.
Yeah. I need Tornado Shapiro to throw the first pitch out that night. After the game, you can stay for a free concert performed by Nelly from the Infield Dirt. Yeah, I mean, it's wild stuff. All right, so we'll tell you about Try Day and how you can win those tickets coming up in a few minutes. First, though, before we go back to the phone lines, we need your help deciding the last spot on the quarter century list. Top five athletes, Philadelphia sports, last 25 years. The guys that made the list and had enough votes to qualify were Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, Jason Kelsey, and Lane Johnson. All right, let's unveil our official top fives as part of the vote, because we haven't done that yet. I think a lot of people probably could guess some of our top fives based on the debates we've had this week. But let's go through the ones that we actually submitted. So here are my top five, and this is the order I put them in. I had number one, Lane Johnson. I had Lane Johnson.
Number one overall.
Number one overall.
Okay.
The best. I think there's an argument that the next two guys maybe are a little bit better at like overall in their sport, but Lane played in three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And he's the best player in his position in the league for a long time. Lane number one, Allen Iverson number two, Brian Dawkins three, Jason Kelsey four, and I had Chase Utley five, which is obviously why I'm arguing that Utley should be on the overall list top five. So I went Lane, Iverson, Dawkins, Kelsey, Utley as the five best the last 25 years.
Yeah, like I said, I think Lane is somebody that gets overshadowed a little bit, but he belongs on the list.
Totally.
Two-time Super Bowl champion. 100%. Okay, so in order. So first let me say, I had like six guys that I almost put on, but didn't make it. Do you want to hear those guys?
Oh, like the honorable mentions?
Yeah, the honorable mentions.
It's like with these ESPN top 10 lists. They show
exactly,
you like the ones that just missed.
So the honorable mentions for me were McNabb, Chase Utley, and Jimmy Rollins. I think they belong on a spot, but they were probably never actually going to make my top five.
Jimmy was really interesting. He got a lot of staff votes, but less listener votes. Jimmy's, I think it's tough to pick. It really becomes your favorite Philly of that run, right?
Because and they all have their own argument.
Yes, they do. All right, so you had those guys just outside.
And then the ones that I feel bad leaving off, Ryan Howard, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham. Like, I think they belong on the list, but there's just not enough.
So Kelce didn't even make honorable mention. Like, you didn't
No, I'm saying these are higher.
Oh, okay.
These ones are higher.
Oh, so
these are the three I feel bad leaving off. I wish I had more spots.
So the first group was like 9 through 11.
Yeah, worth mentioning.
Okay.
So here's my top five. Allen Iverson, number one. I just think the fact that we all agree with it and he didn't win a title, clear cut, number one.
And he's your guy.
He is my guy. Like, he was my favorite athlete growing up. All right. Number two, and I think there's an interesting discussion to be had about him, but I still have Brian Dawkins there. What's tough for Dawkins is, as there becomes more Hall of Fame players that win trophies here, like, I just wonder where his spot, if it starts to be a little less of a lock.
What's interesting is Iverson and Dawkins, your first two, did not win championships.
Correct.
Like, and I think 10 years ago, it would have been a little easier to have those two without question at the top, because we weren't winning any championships anyway. But now, as the Eagles start winning championship after championship, I agree, there is something to... as time goes on, are they going to be looked at a little bit different?
Right. So, all right, those are my top two. Number three, Lane Johnson. You want to put him one, I won't fight you on that. Great player, two-time champion, plays for the Eagles, really matters. Good with that. Number four, Jalen Hurts. Again, going to be a Hall of Fame player. Already the best quarterback in franchise history. You called that, by the way. I know you're backing off of that now a little bit.
Well, no, I'm not.
It comes to respecting him and what that means.
See, two things can be true at once. He's the best quarterback in franchise history. I said that 2 years ago. Everyone was mad at me. He obviously is.
Yeah, good call by you. It's a shame you abandoned that.
I did not abandon. I never said he's not. He's obviously better than McNabb, but it doesn't mean he's a top five player in the city.
It does when you're the quarterback of a Super Bowl winning team. It just does. And number five for me, Joel Embiid.
No.
Joel Embiid is arguably the most talented player we've had in the city over the past 25 years.
Sure.
Arguably the most talented.
Sure.
He is probably higher up in his all-time rankings in the sport than any of these other players. Like, he is maybe a top 50 player of all time.
Well, he's not higher than Iverson. Iverson's a top 35 player in the NBA history.
I love Iverson, but Joel, I think, was better at basketball than Iverson was. Iverson has the off-the-court stuff. He made the finals, and all those things matter for sure. And again,
yes.
I have Iverson, but I do think Joel is higher. But regardless, you know, move on from Iverson. I think he's higher than Dawkins, higher than Jalen, probably higher than Lane. Now, it's harder in football. There's more positions. Yeah. I get that. But this is not a list for the future. Like, I agree. Joel Embiid is cooked. I don't have expectations for him. It's not a list of right now because Joel's season was really bad. But we're lying to ourselves if we think over the past 10, 11 years, Joel arguably wasn't the best athlete in the entire city. He won an MVP. He almost won a few more. He was an all-star basically every year. He's one of the best scoring players in NBA history. And again, I know I'm the only one here that seems to want to take into account how important someone's job is. He was the reason the Sixers win. Like, when you're the number one guy on a basketball team, that matters more than being the number one guy on a baseball team. So for me, Joel is a top five guy.
Well, then what was Iverson? If not the reason that the Sixers won.
No, I have Iverson.
Is Embiid dragging that one team to the championship?
No chance. There's just no chance you could put Embiid over all these other players.
He's had better teams
Jason
around
Kelsey's
him and he can't get past the second
Embiid
round.
Is.
Joel Embiid is just the most talented player we've seen.
Yeah,
Kelce is obviously also very talented, but Joel Embiid was maybe the best player in basketball or in the top three for a five-year stretch. Jason Kelce, as much as, again, he's a great player, I feel awful leaving off, he was not a top three player in football.
But there's talent and then there's production. And
Joel has that production as well.
But he didn't produce enough because he missed too many games.
No, well,
he just missed too many games
for sure. He did, but even with all his flaws people are going to bring up, they're going to be like, he doesn't care, he doesn't... Despite all that, he was still one of the best players in the NFL.
Sure.
We can go NBA.
He missed too many games.
We can go through all these players and say their flaws, right? Yeah. All these players have flaws. And Joel does as well. But the difference is the other players we're discussing, Joel played at a higher level than almost all of them.
On a part-time basis.
But
he was a part-time player.
Regardless, it was still a higher level.
I understand that. But I give more credence to if you could do it over and over and over.
But to be fair, he did do it over and over. He won an MVP.
Right, but he had won an MVP. But he also played, what, one season of 70-plus games, maybe in his whole career? I think that's all he did.
Yeah.
And he never played past the second round.
Like, agreed. He has flaws.
But these aren't flaws. These are major flaws.
Well, to be fair, Iverson, who we agree it should definitely be on there, right? He missed time, but he showed up late to practice.
But he posted. He played. He played more, the most minutes I think in the history of the NBA when he left.
He did play more. I agree with that. But he also had one run in the playoffs. Now, Joel has none. Iverson only has one, right? Iverson wasn't making the conference finals in the finals every year. Joel is just simply too talented to leave off this list.
No, there's no moments. There's no great Joel Embiid moment.
I don't disagree with you on
like,
that.
Like, the other guys had rings
he had 70
or
points.
Moments.
He won MVP.
70 well, points.
Hold on, doing the airplane down the
against
court?
Against the Spurs in January?
70 points is still 70 points.
So Devin Booker is 70 points in a game. What does that mean?
Devin Booker's never won MVP.
Right, that's fine. But, like, I could name guys, like, the guys that have 50 or 60-point games or 70. That can't put you on this list. This list is special.
And Joel is a special player.
Special talent.
It's a sacred list.
He is.
It is a sacred list.
It is. Trust me. We love lists here. Me and you maybe more than most, right? But Joel is simply too talented to leave off the list.
I just can't do it. All right, Kyle, what was your overall top five?
I think, so we did some back and forth about automatic spots on these lists. I think the automatic number one for everybody should be Lane Johnson. Because nobody has the combination of resume, career Philadelphian, and talent.
That's fair.
As Lane Johnson does. Nobody in the quarter century has that combination.
Well,
like Lane
playing
does.
In three championship rounds, is he the only one?
I mean, who's won two Super Bowls two championships?
Brandon.
Right.
Brandon.
But
Jake Elliott.
But then you have Lane, who is a much better player than both of those
guys. Right. Like Hall of Fame player and played in three championships.
It's the combination.
Yes.
Right.
You think he's much better than Jason Kelce?
No, I don't think he's much better.
I think he's better.
Well, but
he probably has less. Does he have less All Pros or first team All Pros? Because Jason had five or six.
I'm not sure. But
no, it's probably tougher to make it at Lane's position.
Yeah,
it probably.
Yeah, it is. And I think tackle, if we're doing the more important position thing, tackle's more important.
Yeah, you look at what they get paid.
Yeah, and just like a run of sheer dominance. And by the way, Lane was great from start to finish in his career, where Kelce took a few years to, I think, like really get going and establish himself.
I agree with that, but it is worth noting. I mean, Lane did get suspended. Like, he did have that down year.
Look at him now.
He has five All-Pro teams. I think Kelce had six. Six to five.
Okay.
Yep. Iverson is number two. Look, and I'm not as adamant as Joe is. Like, if you were to put Joel Embiid on your top five, because when you said Joel Embiid, Joe immediately was like, no.
I can't.
I don't think I'm that strong on it, but I do think Iverson belongs on it, like, a lot more than Joel Embiid does. I just do. Now, this one, I think I share the same feelings as you guys do on this guy. I had the toughest time figuring out what to do with Brian Dawkins.
Yeah.
And, like, because he might still be my favorite Eagle of all time. But, like, it's weird to say that 04, like, that era of Eagles football now, like, just pales in comparison to the one that we're in right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like Dawkins, just out of respect, deserved a spot on the top five list. So I had Brian Dawkins. Also had trouble with what to do with all these 08 Phillies. But I went with my favorite, the guy that I thought was like the most feared hitter at the plate whenever he stepped up there for a time. And that was Ryan Howard. So I put Ryan Howard up there. And then I had to give some love to my guy, Zach Wheeler.
It feels like you're on seven right now. Are you still on five?
Yeah, that was five.
Okay, all right.
Well, because I think he commented on the Embiid thing without having him on. Yeah,
all right. You have Zach Wheeler in your top five.
I do, yeah.
That's egregious to me.
Why?
So he's a great player, but doesn't have a title, right? So, and I'm just saying,
fault.
It's part of this discussion.
But it's not his fault. I mean,
it's not
he kind
his
of
fault,
has
although he
to
did
do
lose
it.
His start in the World Series. But he
God
did.
Forbid.
Well, he did. I mean, he didn't pitch great in the World Series, if I remember correctly.
No,
didn't he give up like four runs in six innings or something?
I mean, are you talking the game six game? He got pulled before
the first
Alvarez
game. He's on game one of the World Series. Yeah, he didn't pitch great that
he
night.
He wasn't great in that game.
They came back. They were down and they came back and Real Muto hit the home run.
Yeah, I just think that while Zach Wheeler is obviously elite, and I think, you know, is maybe like deserves to be 10th or so, I just don't think he has any of the special moments or things that these other athletes
have. I know you're a Zach Wheeler hater.
I'm not a Zach Wheeler hater. I'm just like a realist.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you have Wheeler like 8 or 9 in your list?
7,
I think. I mean, because
that was top 11.
Because if you know what you're looking at, we're witnessing a ridiculous run of dominance by Zach.
He is. I agree. He's absolutely an elite athlete.
And I think somebody from this era of Phillies baseball deserves to be on this list. And I think it's got to be Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, I don't agree with that last part. I don't think this Phillies era has to be represented.
I think they do.
The way the 07 to that was the part of Elliott's list that I disagree with. Like, you have to have representation from 07 to 11. It's the best run
we're just going to let this era of Phillies baseball, like,
up to them. They got to get back to World Series.
But it shouldn't be. Say 2022 was the peak of this Phillies run. We're going to act like that wasn't one of the most fun times we've ever had as Philly sports fans.
It was
like,
fun.
We've gotten so... We are spoiled brats, guys.
Well, that's the Eagles' fault.
It's the Eagles' fault. We used to live in a city that every team that we held in such high regard hadn't won championships. Yeah. Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, all these guys. Like...
But you know what's
funny? We're just going to let this 2022 Phillies team slip away just because of what the damn Eagles did.
So I agree with you on this, but 3 of the 5 in my list don't have a title. Iverson, Dawkins, and
Beef. It's funny that sometimes we say the title is what matters, but then when push comes to shove, push comes to shove, you're right. Dawkins and Iverson got the most votes.
I do think with this list, Hall of Fame matters maybe a little more, and I think that all 5 of my guys will be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, so I think you're right on that. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. As much as I get frustrated with Joel, the Basketball Hall of Fame is just a different animal. He's clearly a Hall of Famer.
But even with it easy to get in, he would be a Hall of Famer in a tough Hall of Fame. Like, he would get in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Well, I don't think so. If he was a quarterback, right? Would you say the NBA superstar and a quarterback are similar?
Yeah.
Okay, if he was a quarterback that never got past the second round and an MVP. Matt Ryan, is he a Hall of Famer?
But I think Matt Ryan will get in.
Boomer Esiason won an MVP. He didn't win a Super Bowl.
Fair.
But
Joel was arguably a top 3 quarterback for 7 years.
I get it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Utley, Hurts, who gets that final spot on the quarter century list? Let's go to Ken at Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
So, I love when Chris from Middletown says anybody with half a brain, because I've always thought Chris from Middletown had half a brain.
Oh, man.
Neither one of these guys, frankly, belong on the top 5 list for the last 25 years in Philadelphia. Kyle stumbled into something, as he normally is stumbling when he comes out. Ryan Howard was the most feared hitter in baseball for 6 years. So if anybody from that team is going to be on this list, it's got to be Ryan Howard, not Chase Utley. But if the question is, which one of these two guys, if you got two guys, neither of whom deserve to be on this list, then it's got to be Jalen Hurts. And the Jalen Hurts conversation is the exact same conversation as the Nick Sirianni conversation for the last 4 years. It's just we've replaced Nick Sirianni's name in the conversation with Jalen Hurts' name in the conversation, because now to suggest that Nick Sirianni is just incidental to the success of this football team at this point, you would have to just come out and openly admit to being an imbecile.
Yeah.
So we've taken Nick Sirianni's name out of this, and we've said, okay, so Jalen Hurts is just incidental to the fact that this team has gone to 2 Super Bowls in the last 4 years when he's been the starting quarterback for the football team. And if we're going to start making lists, we can make a list like the list of quarterbacks that have taken the Philadelphia Eagles to 2 Super Bowls. That's a really short list.
Yeah, what is? It's a super short list because it's one. It's him.
And I love Chase Utley. I always said if you got a young kid and you want to teach him how to hit a baseball, just record Chase Utley's swing and say, do it like this. It was the prettiest swing I've ever seen. But Chase Utley was probably the 4th best player on his own team. So to suggest that he's one of the top 5 players of the last 25 years in this city, ahead of Jalen Hurts, and again, I don't think either of these guys belong in the top 5. I don't know where or why the Ryan Howard disrespect has become what it's become, to the point where most kids who weren't old enough to remember that era, to see that era, are going to think Ryan Howard was just incidental to the success of the team.
Which he was. My theory on it, Ken, is we watched his full decline. I think sometimes it's better for a player to leave, and so we don't have to see them limp around. Like, Utley was a bench player for the Dodgers, and Jimmy, I mean, he stuck around. He tried to play for the White Sox and Giants. We didn't see any of that. We watched Howard on bad teams strike out a lot and really decline, obviously. At the end, I think that kind of hurt people's memory of what the great part was.
Well, yeah, and baseball in particular is a slave to these numbers. So, I mean, if you look at Chase Utley's numbers, especially in the postseason, I mean, this guy's a 200 hitter in the postseason.
He did have a six home run World Series though in 2009.
He had a good stretch of three games in one postseason on a team that made the postseason 5 years in a row. And again, I'm not trashing Chase Utley, but the legend of Chase Utley continues to grow in this city to proportions that have become comical.
Well, so here's what I'd say to that. Ken, we appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think it's going to continue because I'm just going off the voting. The guy of that group that has the best chance to make the Hall of Fame is Utley.
But why do you think that is? Because he's the only one of the three that didn't win an MVP, yep. Right? Jimmy got one. Ryan got one. Ryan, I think, was better at his peak in terms of just a home run hitter, right? So why do you think Utley's the only one? So, is it defense? Or
I think it's two things. One, his position. There's very few great second basemen ever. So like like there's lots of every era has like five or six power hitting first basemen. So okay. Ryan can just blend into like the history of baseball with other guys like him. There's not many second basemen hit like Chase Utley, so I think it gives him an advantage. I think it hurts Rollins that he played in the same era as A-Rod and Garcia Parra and Jeter. He played like in a golden era of shortstop. Mm-hmm. So like maybe he was the sixth best at his position. Doesn't mean he wasn't great. It's just like he played with a lot of other great shortstops. And then I know people don't like know this or care about it, but like WAR is what people use to decide the Hall of Fame now. And Utley's clearly the highest one. And Also, Howard got hurt, so his career, he stopped adding counting stats.
And he came up late.
It's just clearly Utley's got the best chance of Hall of Fame. All right, Elliot, before we go on, we do have a pair of tickets to give away. Tuesday night, July 22nd, Citizens Bank Park, Phillies, Red Sox. It's a big series next week. Y2K Retro Night. You can stay for a free concert performed by Nelly from the Infield Dirt after the game. Tickets or more information, visit Phillies.com. But it is a Friday, so let's do a little Tri-Day Friday in the midday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Friday, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, LA, concerts have been in the news cycle.
For better or worse.
For better.
What happened?
For worse for at least two people. At least, well, especially one guy.
Better for all of us.
Yes. I can't get enough of the memes for the Coldplay concert thing.
It is maybe one of the best internet moments. And I guess for those that don't know.
We should talk about it. But if most people probably have seen something of this. There was a concert the other night. Where was it in New England?
I think it was in New York.
New York. Okay.
I could be wrong, but I thought it was New York.
It was at a football stadium, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it was a Coldplay concert, and there's this a pair of people, a man and a woman, they were like dancing during one of the songs.
Well, no, just they were holding each other.
They weren't real.
Yeah, that's just a better representation.
Dancing is not the word I'd use.
They were holding each other.
That's a better way. They were holding each other. And during one of the songs, and they got put on the Jumbotron. So, like, everyone in the stadium saw it. And then, what was it, Chris Martin?
Yeah.
He kind of pointed out that as soon as the camera went on them, they very, very quickly, like, ducked away from each other.
And not just very quickly. They could not have looked more guilty.
Yes.
They were hiding their faces. They ducked. Like, it was,
As if they weren't supposed to be together.
Correct.
Which we then have found out, because the internet does what the internet does, that they are not a couple. And the guy, at least...
It seems.
Yeah, at least the guy...
I think they made that pretty clear.
Yeah, they did. At least the guy seems like he has a family. So the whole thing is a disaster for them. But it's a hilarious moment for the rest of us.
Oh, the memes are unbelievable.
It is wild.
If you have not seen the video, you gotta check
just
it.
Search Coldplay concert it will come up.
There's gonna be a Dateline on
it will come up very quickly. So it got us thinking about concerts. You got a Nelly concert here for the Phillies game on Tuesday night. So Tri-Day, a concert that we should see. You just went to a concert, right?
I was at the biggest concert of the year. Coldplay. Yeah, I saw Oasis overseas in Wales, which was really, really cool.
Was that the best one you've seen? Or at least most memorable?
So I actually think the craziest event I've ever been to, sporting or concert, so obviously concert. I saw the Spice Girls in Ireland. Tell you, I've never seen a city overtaken by fans. I mean, the Eagles in the Super Bowl are pretty close. But yeah, I would probably say the Spice Girls in Ireland, just from a spectacle, was pretty wild.
Better show, Spice Girls in Ireland, or you saw Taylor Swift, right?
I did see Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was better.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls weren't, I don't think they were great compared to Oasis. Was unbelievable to see. Taylor Swift was unbelievable.
And you saw Taylor, like, that was like 2 summers ago at the peak, right?
Yeah, at the peak of it. And I saw Beyonce, no big deal to me.
That
was recent, yeah. But, yeah. You know, just travel around.
Saw Beyonce,
concert.
No big deal to me. All right, 215-592-9494. Tri-Day Friday, best answer we get today to a concert we need to see.
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been to many.
You don't strike me as a huge concert
guy. I'm not.
Yeah.
Let's see. Before the show ends, I want to see if you can guess the first concert I went to. I mean, we're about the same age, so like you might be able to guess.
So my first concert was also Spice Girls, ironically.
And so you saw them again? Or that was the only time?
I've seen them twice. I saw them when I was in like fourth grade, maybe, and then I saw them like 3 years ago.
All right,
reunion tour.
215-592-9494. But we're trying to figure out who will end up in the final spot of the top five quarter century last 25 years of Philadelphia sports. Is it Utley or is it Hurts? Who belongs? Plus, we come back. The Phillies trade deadline is less than 2 weeks away. Phillies come back and they play tonight. And we're going to see a certain someone tonight that I've been trying to get on the Phillies for years. I am curious if everyone still wants him or still does it. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.